For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Still joined by Ed Curno.
Curno's cooking on K-Rock. For Geely Geelong, get a free home EV charger with the new EX5 at Geely Geelong.
Davo, Ed Curno comes in every single Wednesday and we chat about footy, but not now.
Nah, I thought we'd have a bit of fun with you, Ed. What do you reckon?
Oh, no.
We do it for Geely Geelong just quickly. Get a free home EV charger with the new EX5 at Geely Geelong.
Now, look, I want to put a couple of questions to you fellas here because a study has come out and basically it's a bunch of surveys and psychological studies that show that men tend to rate their abilities very highly across a wide range of situations.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So I thought I'd present them to you guys and you could tell me whether you think genuinely in your heart and soul whether you could do this, okay?
Ed's a confident man. So.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear this, Ed, if I'm honest. All right, so first one here. Nearly half of men believe they could land a plane.
Oh. Yeah, you just press a button, surely. Looks automatic, doesn't it?
Looks automatic. From like photos I've seen of cockpits and that, there's 1,000 buttons in there. Mm-hmm. I would have no idea how to slow it down. I would have no idea how to turn off. I would say find someone else. I don't think I could land a plane.
Bruce Willis did it on Con Air.
Yeah. No, that's so
a real
true.
Movie.
And Bruce
no,
that's
definitely.
Not, that's the wrong Nicholas movie.
Cage. Nicholas Cage. That's all right.
So Bruce wasn't even part of it.
How is Bruce going?
He's not well, but we're hoping.
But he's hanging in there.
He's hanging
good
in.
To hear.
So you think you could genuinely land a plane, Ed?
Oh, I think you just call someone, don't you? And then hit
yep, all right.
See, and in an emergency, push comes to shove, Ed's go. Like, right, we're on.
Okay.
Next one. So many men, over 46% of men, believe that they could survive in the wilderness. So if you were dropped in the middle of anywhere and you had to survive.
How long?
Let's give you it doesn't actually have a length.
Let's go a week.
I'm going to go a month.
Okay, a month.
Is it like wilderness days. With rain or is there water?
Yeah,
or?
Man, that happens a bit.
let's call it Geelong.
Down
weather.
On the surf coast, we don't get any rain.
Let's say we're stranded in the Otways. Let's use that as our place. I unfortunately think I would survive. I think I'd be fine.
You've watched too many seasons of Survivor, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. So I think I'd be all right with that one.
I'd struggle without coffee.
That's your downfall. You're like, I could survive, but I just don't have the energy to do it.
Oh, yeah. Do we get company?
Nah, just you. You and your thoughts, mate.
Could be an issue. Self-implode.
All right. Yeah,
okay.
Fair.
All right. Next one.
Look, this is a pretty simple one, and I reckon you both could answer this quickly. I mean, many men believe they're above average drivers.
I know I'm a good driver.
I'm a good driver that chooses to drive ordinarily.
Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah. It's a choice. my wife reckons it's great when I get called too safe on the road. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Yeah, man.
You get called that?
Yeah, parallel park, absolute rock star. You watch me do it.
I better be honest, I don't get called that.
So. No, I think Tim, if there's one thing you need to know about Tim, he's a safety man. He follows the rules.
I mean, Dave and I were having a sing-along to some Disney songs the other day, and Dave, I think, distracted me, but we were fine, weren't we, mate? We were fine.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
stop.
When you braked a bit late, that was crazy.
What are you driving to?
Yeah, it was, when you sing a Mulan, you just never know what's going to happen.
Once again, very cool guy. Last one. Some men, actually a huge percentage of men, believe that they could beat a chimpanzee unarmed in a conflict.
Like in a fight.
Yeah, in a fight.
You mean those small... monkey things.
No chimpanzee. Like think like just a bit shorter than humans, like standing up, so like they're probably to your shoulder level.
Yeah. What is their special,
like Planet of the Apes style
fighting
they're strong, they've got great grip. They can get around pretty fast.
Fling poo at the
swim?
Speed of light.
You just drown it.
Take it to a kiddie pool.
No,
that's crazy.
That's not,
let's just
say
you
talk how.
You've thought about this before. Now you answer that way
water
too
quickly.
I don't want to talk about specifics here, but I'd love to.
Just
I'd put it in the old ways and see how it goes.
So
hey, that's a yes.
Ed, you're a yes?
Yep.
Nah, man, they're strong. They like rip people's hands off and stuff. They're scary.
Can they swim?
Yeah, that's a great point.
They don't swim.
They don't swim. So in a triathlon, it would come down to the bike leg by the sounds of it.
There's no way they can ride a bike. Ed.
Tim and Davo. So I had a funny incident yesterday with my mum, Irene.
Rainy.
Now, she's back in SA. She's in her 70s. She's an absolute legend. But, yeah, she gets herself into a bit of strife every now and then.
She might be one of the funniest people that I've ever encountered, yeah. But not her trying to do these things. This is just who she is.
Yeah, like one time, just to give you a little quick example, yeah. One time when I'd moved up to Darwin, we were at a local pub there, and she comes over to me, she's like, can you believe it? They give us free charcuterie boards here. And she'd just eaten someone's leftovers.
Well, I guess it is free technically.
She was so wrapped with her bloody salami and cheese. I'm like, put that down. Anyway, so yeah, she's a ripper. But yesterday I got a text message from her in capitals saying, Lauren, ... which is my first name.
Yeah. Weird she doesn't go by Davo for yeah. you.
And then it says, Lauren, in exclamation marks. And then it said, I'm stuck.
Ooh.
So, of course, my first instinct is to call her. And immediately it went to voicemail.
Oh, that's not good.
No. My heart rate is worried. I'm going, yeah. Oh, gosh, she's stuck somewhere. What's happened? She had a hip replacement earlier this year, so I was worried. So I've obviously immediately replied to her saying, what's wrong? Like, where are you? Are you okay?
Yeah.
I get a text message back from her saying, I've gone out for lunch and I've accidentally walked into the male's toilets. And I'm now hiding in the cubicle because three blokes have come into the bathroom.
Yeah. Do you think when she went in there, the urinals might have been a red flag for her? Be like, I might not be in the right bathroom.
You met this chick. She is spacey. She's not thinking about the urinal. She's gone, I've walked in to get her business done, gone to the bathroom. She's in the cubicle and she is hiding out.
No doubt three of like the most foul men ever.
Yeah, it was
who have had sausage rolls for lunch for the last 30 years.
Gorgeous. No. Look, well, she was sitting there looking through the cracks. Waiting for them to leave. She said that she was in there for about 15 minutes because it was a busy afternoon.
No wonder she's not answering your calls. Oh, hey, babe, how you going?
Exactly. She was trying to be a complete silent unit in there.
Because you've got to – the thing is, like, it's not like they're all going to come in and leave at the same time.
No.
Like, some could be quick. That's some could be in there for a session. Some people just might sit and scroll on their phone. You've got to time that because even if there's no one in there – she walks out, then a bloke comes in. Yeah. It's like, what are you doing in here?
And you just know she was wearing her straw hat fedora, so it's not a look to be walking out the male's toilets.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
We were just talking to Ed Curno about some weird stats that men reckons that they can do.
Yeah, can we just quickly also talk about the fact that Ed Curno's only been coming in for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. I think we're all slightly falling in love with him.
I mean, what a legend.
He's an absolute superstar. Crazy. Especially after this afternoon, Davo.
Well, that's right. Because, look, I presented to you guys, I said some men believe that they could beat a chimpanzee in a conflict, in a fight. Right? Now, you said no. And Ed Curno said this.
What is their special?
Like Planet of the Apes style.
They're strong. They've got great grip. They can get around pretty fast.
Fling poo at the swim? Speed of light.
You just drown it.
Take it to a kiddie pool. No, that's crazy. That's not, let's just say
you talk how.
I can't get the image out of my head now.
It's a really unhinged thing to say from Ed Curno. We love it.
Yeah. But for without a shadow of a doubt, I don't know, but I was looking in that man's eyes and he was like, I absolutely could beat a chimp in a fight.
He believed it in his heart and soul.
He's like, you've been put in the Hunger Games. You're up against chimps. Is there water? I'll be fine.
Now, look, let's have a look at this. So I looked at some of the stats and it does look about 30% of men in America reckon that they could beat a chimpanzee. Now, chimpanzee strength, they're considered to be maybe two times stronger than humans, the similar size.
Jeez.
They're very fast as well. And they can attack by biting and tearing at faces.
So, if the Planet of the Apes and those incredible movies has taught me anything, they're not to be messed with. I've heard of some horrible stories
where
you go to some country and it's like, yeah, you can have this experience, this encounter, and it's like, oh, it ripped off someone's finger. It just grabbed it and went boom, or a bit off their thumb, ripped off their face.
Yeah.
How many times have you heard the chimp ripped off their face?
Heaps. I mean, we all remember Travis, and we don't need to get into it. Do you know what I mean? So we don't need to focus on, we're focusing a lot on the how things are going to go. Yeah. But in a general sense, I want to hear from these confident men out there, these confident men that believe that they could genuinely beat a chimpanzee. Once again, don't want to know the how.
Okay. I kind of need to know. Okay. So I think if you want to call up and say how you think you could beat up a chimpanzee, how you think you could win in a fight, not beat up, it's not like it's like hazing experience.
No, definitely not. If it's like life or death. Like you and a chimpanzee, you're out in the wilderness, one versus one.
How are you going to get through this?
Man versus chimp.
I've decided we're not allowed to talk about water. Ed Curnow's claimed water. Yeah. We cannot include that in the way that you would beat this chimp.
Yep.
If there's someone, Davo, that not just you and I know, but the Geelong audience of K-Rock knows, that is a confident man who backs himself in every situation, it's not me.
No, it's not.
It's Tom from The Brekkie Show, and he happens to be listening, and he's called through. Tom, good afternoon to you. I'm so glad that you felt so passionate about this topic that we're talking about.
Guys, I quite often want to call the show, usually with feedback, but I think this time I actually can weigh in on the conversation. As someone who does have the similar fighting style to a chimpanzee, a lot of slapping, a lot of screeching,
biting,
a lot of scratching, biting, that sort of thing. But I think if I was to be in a life or death battle with a chimpanzee, Ford Ranger would sort that out. Bang, straight through.
No, you have to be unarmed. I need it to be man versus chimp, brother.
So Tom, for people that might not know, you've recently got quite the severe injury. You've done some damage to your knee, torn one of the CLs from what we understand. Do you think that would hinder your current performance, or are we?
Absolutely, it would.
Okay, all right.
Absolutely, it would. But and that's again, I can still drive though. So, bang, chuck her in drive. Put the foot down.
You and Ed Curnow are from the same school.
Yeah,
crazy.
For sure. I know. We know you've been working out a bit lately, Tom. Well, I know your arms are huge, but I mean, I just still don't think that this could work out in your favour.
Thank you. Thank you for the shout out, but what has that got to do with me driving your car at a chimpanzee?
That steering wheel has no idea what's coming for it. Those arms will crush it in your
hands.
Felt
like you need a little pep up there.
Thank you.
All right. Well, there
we go. Love you, Davo.
There we go. Thanks, Tommy. Davo. I know, Davo, that you have stayed relatively quiet about this. Like, I don't think you think you could beat a chimp. But
no.
What do you think, what would you need to do for you to take down this chimp? Like, is there what do you need at your arsenal? We'll allow you something, and it can't be a weapon, can't be a rifle or anything like that. What do you think you'd need to make it a go of it?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think a song by the Pussycat Dolls, I reckon really just, throw that thing down and really freak it out.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Do you believe in, I want to talk about DNA.
Okay.
Do you believe, when we're born, there are certain things that are just, pre-wired that we're going to be into?
For sure.
Okay. So I've never really thought too much into it until recently, and I need to get to the bottom of this, and I'd love to get your thoughts on it. And if you're listening, you'll know immediately where I'm going with it. So my son, his name's Jack, he's 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
We were out for a walk this morning, and there is something in our DNA. For boys, loves a stick. Loves a big, big stick. And I haven't pushed him in that direction to find really big, awesome sticks when you're out for a walk.
Yeah.
But something is calling him, and it has for months and years almost.
Okay.
And this boy loves a stick. And I find myself, not ironically, being so impressed with the sticks that he finds.
Now, look, you say this could be a DNA situation, but I do want to recall your mind back to about, I reckon, my first week here at beautiful K-Rock in Geelong. Yeah. And you were telling us a story about a big stick you found.
Oh, I found it. Wow.
You did a whole break on how much you were so excited about a big stick you found on a walk.
Wow.
And you were really wrapped with it. So, yes, I understand the DNA is part of it, and I do get it. Blokes love sticks. So do females at times. But I do think that this is something. It's learnt behaviour from dad. He's seen you with that big stick, the big grin on your face. He listens to the show. He knows this is going to impress you.
I don't know. Like this, it's like it's the same with like finding a big rock and rolling it down a hill.
Oh yeah,
like it's so boy coded. It's crazy. And like I again on the walk this morning, we were somewhere like one of the reserves in Armstrong Creek. Three absolute ripper sticks. And again, I'm going, mate. Yeah, that's a good one. That is an excellent
one. Yeah.
And I love it because even if I'm out for a walk by myself, if I find a good stick, I'm up and about.
We're all hearing about it. I know.
I don't remember. That's weird that in your first week of knowing you, I hard launched a stick fetish.
I mean, I was thrilled. I thought, wow. can't believe I've made it here. The big Geelong.
Big sticks in a big city, babe.
Well done.
You don't know about it.
It's Tim and Davo.
We're so lucky at the moment, obviously, with so many different streaming services. Any bit of entertainment you want is at your fingertips.
Yeah, actually, the unit on the TV where I have all the apps, where it's your Stans, your Disneys, all that, that's cooked itself. So I've had to get another one and reset it up. And resetting up it's actually put a bit of shame on me. I go, man, I've got a lot of subscriptions. But then I realize I only pay for like a quarter of them. So it's like, but getting the passwords, like there's so many different streaming services.
It certainly is. And I mean, we have definitely spoken about the cost of that and how it does add up. But I want to talk about when you're a kid, like in the 90s and 2000s, if we were told that at our fingertips, we're going to have every single movie, every single TV show, anything you want, available to you, you
would
think this is heaven.
Yeah, this is the future. This is Futurama. This is what we're living right now.
But now that we're living it, I honestly feel fatigued by it.
Thank you for using the F word, because fatigue is the absolute correct word to use for it. Sometimes, don't you get annoyed at yourself? You have all unlimited content to you, whether it's TV shows or movies, docuseries, whatever it is. And you sit there for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and you go, there's nothing I can watch. There's nothing I want to watch right now.
Well, it's too many options. It's decision fatigue. It's just too much. So I think we should go back. I want to travel back in time, wind back Wednesday, if you will.
Okay.
And I want us to get a video shop back in happening.
Right. So you want Video Easy and Blockbuster to have their days.
Yes, I do. I think it was such a nice way to spend your weekend, because I was a video shop girly growing up. Every Friday, my parents didn't want anything to do with me, so it was a video shop heavy situation. So that would be my treat. Dad would take me to the video store. I'd get myself my movies. We'd go back home. He'd ignore me for the weekend, but I would be set.
Yeah, you'd just watch Princess Bride like six times over the space of 3 days.
This is also it. If you put a movie on back then, like right now, if I'm on the streaming services, I put a movie on, we get 15 minutes in, I'm not feeling it, take it off.
Yeah, I'll watch something else. There's literally endless possibilities. I can watch whatever.
Back then, you had to commit.
Yeah. If the movie started poor, you go, well, hopefully it turns.
Yeah. Because I've got only two other options.
Yeah, I've got this video, this VHS for a whole week, and I've got to figure it out. I like the idea of it coming back. I feel like free-to-air TV needs to get a bit of love in this as well.
Yes.
Because remember when Channel 10 just used to tell you what you were into? You go, this is it. You got
Simpsons.
You can go to 7 or 9 or ABC. And that's the only options there is. Figure it out. You didn't have to make a decision. You just get the TV guide out and you'd be set. And then you're right. The weekend would come and you get to go to your Blockbusters, your Video Easies. And that's when you would unlock the exciting part of, oh my God, I've heard that Space Jam is the best movie from all of my friends.
Exactly. I think we need to do it. I think it's time. Let's get rid of these streaming services. We go back to the analog.
Let's go. Yeah.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.